The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. It's the 18th of March, 2019. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend is coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. Gaming. Of course, we all know the big announcement's coming this week for Google Games. Problem is, though, we don't really all know what it's going to entail. We do have a few ideas, though. One of it will definitely be involving cloud gaming. We've already heard Google say in the past it is the vision of the future for gaming, and they want to be at the forefront of it. Of course, that was more than a year ago when everything was all talk about Google's Project Yeti. Of course, we've seen other little hints that Google's going the gaming route. They had the public test of Project Stream. That was actually their experimental game streaming technology that worked directly in the Chrome browser. And you might remember last year Google hired Jack Busser. Those in the gaming industry probably remember him. Yeah, he was the senior director at Sony's gaming streaming unit. The solid information will definitely be unveiled on Tuesday when Google holds its first ever keynote at the Game Developer Conference in San Francisco. If you got a Sky Q set-top box, well, some new features are coming your way. Something that Sky's really wanted to brag about is their updates to their Q boxes for all their subscribers. Well, some of you are going to be getting the YouTube app now with Ultra HD support. There's also a new kids mode that's coming, basically making the user interface more child-friendly. Yeah, it's all colorful and crap. It's going to annoy you as a parent, but the kids are going to love it. And if you're looking at the electric bill, there's also an Eco Plus mode. Supposedly, it's going to reduce power consumption in standby mode to as little as 0.5 watts. Plus, if on demand is your thing, you'll now have the ability to watch some movie trailers beforehand before, yeah, I think I'll choose that movie. And of course, you're going to be offered personalized recommendations based on your viewing history. Now, the first people actually going to get the Sky Q update, sorry, it ain't the UK, it's Germany. The UK update will be rolling out over the next few weeks. And finally, okay, we've all been there with our AI assistants, particularly Siri. I mean, come on, how many times do we say, "Hey, Siri"?
Yes?
Shut up! Now, apparently, that's not the best thing to do now. We all get irritated at our AI assistants, but apparently we're teaching them to be, well, shall we say, assholes. Now, why do all the geeks out there think that's not a good idea? Well, they're AI, they are learning, and the more they learn about us, the more they might hate us. Hence, the apocalypse might be coming, and the Terminator thing might all be true. And we'll be giving AI intelligence the wrong idea about us. Yes, these geeky researchers over at the Canadian Cloud Council, there is such a thing, yes. Are suggesting we lay off a little bit. Don't be so harsh to our AI assistants. Aha. Okay, I'm starting to think AI might be in control of the Canadian Cloud Council. Just saying. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. Get on over there, check it out for yourself today. Check us out on Facebook too, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our community at the BTN Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Tuesday. I hope with my voice in a little bit better shape. Yeah, it's a little rough today. Regardless of the shape of my voice, I'll be back with you tomorrow getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, all right? And thank you so much, as always, for listening.